Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says high water levels from the Missouri River likely played into a drinking water violation in Sioux City involving disinfection byproducts. Samples collected in the middle of August at one of the city's eight testing sites showed it was a little above the EPA standard for trihalomethanes. The city's running average for that site for the last year is also above the standard.
The river levels are high right now, very high, which means increased organic matter in the water. They also have very warm water temperature. There were temperatures some of the highest they've seen.
Julie Sievers is an environmental specialist with the Iowa DNR. Sievers adds health risks only come from long-term exposure. Sioux City is now using deeper wells, which the city says have cooler water and less organic compounds. A man from Norfolk, Nebraska has been given 30 months in prison for the crash death of a passenger in his vehicle. 25-year-old Tucker Lance was sentenced yesterday. He pleaded no contest to felony vehicular homicide after making a deal with prosecutors. The crash happened in May of last year east of Stanton. Authorities say Lance was driving east when his vehicle crossed into a ditch on the north side of the road, hit a power pole, and rolled. Lance was injured and his passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. He was identified as Hunter Hetzler, who lived in Stanton. Authorities say a driver was killed in a highway collision in northeast Nebraska's Cedar County. The crash happened yesterday morning at the intersection of Nebraska Highway 12 and the 14A spur north of Fordyce. The sheriff says 48-year-old Christopher Ahrens of Fordyce did not yield at the intersection to a semi. Ahrens died at the scene. The driver of the semi was treated at a local hospital and quickly released. The crash is still under investigation. Advocates for low-income families and children have announced a petition drive for a ballot measure in Nebraska. It's to cap the interest that payday lenders can charge at 36% each year. The coalition says it will start gathering signatures to put the issue on the ballot in 2020 during the general election. Nebraska lawmakers have considered a similar restriction on payday loans, but those proposals have stalled. Advocates say Nebraska lenders currently charge more than 400% annual interest on loans designed to trap people in long-term cycles of debt. The coalition includes 14 different advocacy groups for children, low-income people, women, and retired people. Industry officials have argued that such proposals would kill their business. The state of Nebraska has collected more tax revenue than expected in August. The State Department of Revenue announced today the state received a net total of $462 million last month, and that's about 5% higher than the official forecast. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 4:04, right before All Things Considered. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon.